Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's Talk.
New York to the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
Welcome to the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served and where fierce independence is the norm. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman while he does, well, something fun and private and good. The man deserves a vacation. He does this every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours every day. This man has my deepest admiration. I do my show once a week. If you want to know more about me, go to madashellinamerica.com. You can also check out adamklugman.com and see who I was in a former life. But like I was saying, Norm does this every day. I've been preparing for these shows. I did two last week. I'm going to be doing three this week. And I've been preparing for it with guests and topics. And, man, every day is a tough job. So, Norm, wherever you are, peace to you. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're relaxing because I know in the new year you're going to come back and hit it hard. And I want to say to all of Norm's listeners, you guys are fantastic. I got so many wonderfully supportive emails. I can't tell you. I was moved, especially at Christmas time. It was just receiving all the good feedback. And I owe a lot of you some email responses, which I promise I will give. It's just been the holidays and it's been nuts. Absolutely nuts. I did get a lot of requests for my rewrite of President Obama's speech. So here's what I've done. I've put it on my website at madashellinamerica.com. You can go there and download the speech. You can read it right on the website. It's easy to find. It's right on the homepage. Just link it. No charge. It's just because people are requesting it, and I was so moved by that. I just thought it was fantastic. So I've made it available. If you want to send it to the president, go for it. I had this kind of imaginary conversation with the president in my mind, and he came at me with that big smile of his and said, "You got a lot of testes, Klugman, rewriting my speeches." Well, it's just the way I roll. We have a phenomenal show for you. Rocky Anderson is going to be here running for president of the United States under the Justice Party ticket from the left, a challenge from the left. And I know that a lot of Norm's listeners agree with me that that's what I think we need. We need a challenge from the left. And then in the third hour, a hot topic, a controversial topic, Rabbi Michael Lerner is here, author of The Left Hand of God and his new book, Embracing Israel-Palestine, a strategy to heal and transform the Middle East. This is controversial stuff, but we are going to be doing this under the banner headline of peace and justice and compassion and love. But it is still controversial stuff. So, like I said, we've made it almost through the holidays. And I hope yours has been a good one. Mine has been pretty good, although I must say I've had better. But on the upside, I've definitely had worse. And I'm not a bah humbugger because I actually really like the idea that once a year people come together, this world stops and tries to remember that we really aren't here to kill each other or blame each other or condemn each other to extinction. You know, this is an important idea. It's just too bad that we don't dedicate more days to this idea, like, I don't know, every day. And I'm not really a New Year's resolution guy either because I've disappointed myself too many times, you know? Lose 10 pounds, go vegan, stop drinking coffee, go to the gym more often, whatever it is. I always kind of end up on the losing end of my own worst impulses and appetites. But this year, I've been thinking about a resolution that isn't so much about my behavior, but my thinking. And I often say that my own demons, that they're really all in my head. And of course, that's the worst place they could be because my head is a very dangerous place to hang out sometimes. But I've been contemplating this idea lately that we live in a world of our own creation, that we create our own reality, both as individuals and as a society. And that it has a lot to do with our thinking, so that we're not so much experiencing reality as we are our thoughts and beliefs about reality. And before you change the station because you think you've tuned into Coast to Coast, follow me a little ways, because I think there's a very practical application of this idea. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Take our tragically doomed bipolar political system that tells us every 2 and 4 years that we have to get on one side or the other of our absurd political divide in order to be relevant and reasonable. You see, I bet you're ahead of me. This isn't reality. This is just a thought that we've accepted about reality and of what it means to be, quote, political in America. We believe that the system limits our choices and that we are confined by this ludicrous version of reality that we see in the media, and that somehow people like Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich and even President Obama and the Democratic Party have the power to determine our reality and our experience of our own country. And it can be very persuasive because, after all, they hold the reins of power, and it looks like we are just hapless victims of random lunatics hell-bent on setting the asylum on fire. But the crazy people only have that power because we give it to them. And we give it to them because of the way we think. Now, they are more than happy to oblige us because it makes them rich and famous and maintains their privilege and power over us. But here's the dirty little secret I've been thinking about. Because in a whole lot of ways, we are happy to hand this power over to them. Why? Because it relieves us of responsibility. They've done this to us. They are all corrupt. They have the power. I'm a helpless little being, can't change anything, right? This is what I'm talking about, my own thinking. But you see, that's just another one of those beliefs that determines our experience. I mean, if you really think that you're helpless to change this country because you believe that there are only two lame-ass political choices in a country of people as powerful, as imaginative, as ingenious, as independent as the United States of America, then we really shouldn't be surprised that that is exactly what we get. But we must know that this is not the reality of our country, but a function of our belief. And everything depends on our willingness to wake up from that nasty little dream and have enough faith to insist, to believe, to practice the thought that we are, in spite of everything we see, better than the available evidence would suggest. I mean, another example. Let's think about the way we vote in this country. On both sides of the schizophrenic aisle, we all feel the same way. It's always about choosing the lesser of two evils. But see, that still gets us evil. But it does something even worse than that. It affirms the belief that this is the best that we can do. And this brings me to my New Year's resolution. Because my New Year's resolution is to challenge my negative thinking about the world that I live in. Because my experience of this world is really just an aggregate of the thoughts and beliefs that I agree with 100 times a day. Now, I know it's hard when all we see on the TV and in the news are stories of disaster starring all the same clowns and assassins and circus freaks that make us feel limited and doomed, but that is precisely my point. This story presents itself, and we agree. And when we agree, each and every time, we lose a little more hope. And when this happens enough times, when we finally lose enough hope, we lose something else. We lose our humanity. And it is precisely our humanity that we need to survive. It is our belief that on the ultimate ground of our being, we are, as human beings, noble creatures with a noble purpose in search of the very best of who we are and what we are. Now, I'm not talking about changing our thinking in the way that, you know, the book, The Secret, where you get a parking spot during Christmas because you affirmed it on the way over to the mall. Now, I mean, if that works for you, go for it. But for me, that's too easy. It's magical thinking. You know, it's I Dream of Genie, where we blink and suddenly there's world peace. That is not what I am talking about. I am talking about really challenging myself to break out of the box of all my beliefs that limit what I think is possible for my country, for my world, and to risk, come what may, the hope that there is a better way and that each and every one of us are ambassadors of that better way. I mean, you know, in your heart, you know that it is possible to build a world that works for everyone. I mean, that's what it is for me to be progressive, a belief that we can build a world that works for everyone. I mean, there's enough food on this planet to feed everyone. There's enough energy on this planet to fuel human civilization for 1,000 years. Jeremy Rifkin proved that to us. There are enough good ideas and good people to make this place a paradise. That is the reality. And you know you want to believe it. You know that you do, but we don't go with it because it would make us impractical or unreasonable or immature or whatever it is we think we need to be, quote, adult. But when was the last time you let yourself believe in the possibility that life on this planet could be exquisite? When was the last time you let yourself believe that there was another conversation we could be having in this country about the 21st century that isn't about going back to the way it used to be, but going forward to a whole new way of doing things? This is the stuff of the revolution to come. A revolution in our thinking that kickstarts the political will to make it our experience and our reality. And I can hear my old man saying, yeah, I believe it when I see it. See, but I think he's got the wrong idea. We've got to believe it to see it, especially now, because what we are experiencing is so dire, so heartbreaking, so discouraging, that if we come into agreement with it, we're just part of the problem. So we need to break out of that old way of thinking, which means we need to be working on it every day, which is why it is my New Year's resolution. Just like losing weight, just like quitting smoking or going to the gym, we've got to wake up every day and say to the cruel, doomed narrative we keep experiencing, no. I do not accept it. This is not the way it is supposed to be, and I refuse to participate by believing in it. And then when we've gotten really good at that part, we have to do the next thing. We have to take a stand for it. We've got to take a stand for the world we want to see. That's the way it works, right? Thinking leads to action, just like coming into agreement with a condemned world leads to apathy and inaction. And by the way, this apathy thinking works really well for the people in power because it keeps us tame and in our cages. But coming into agreement with the idea that it is possible to live in a world that works for everyone, you see, this idea, this thought, demands our participation, insisting that we will live in a functional democracy because that's the way it's supposed to be in America is where we will start again. We can't wait for the world to fix itself so that we can change our minds about what is happening. We can't wait for history to be decided before we take a stand. We've got to take a stand to decide history. And when we do that, something miraculous happens. The center of power gets relocated from somewhere out there to right here, right there where you are, where we can take a stand for the kind of inspired action that actually does change the world. You know, it makes me think of this whole 2012 concept. You know, everybody's talking about how it's the end of the Mayan calendar and it's the end of the world. And you know what I say? Bring it on. Because this world, the one we are experiencing now, has got to end. But maybe, like most of these things, it isn't literal and has nothing to do with wars and earthquakes and tornadoes and global meltdowns, but really has much more to do with the old ways of thinking, the old ways of doing things. And so maybe this coming year, the year of 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, is actually the end of the world as we know it. But it is also the beginning of an entirely new world, in which we are free from the thoughts of dead men who have been getting it wrong for thousands of years. So I say it's time for all of the dreamers and all of the dreams to come screaming out of the closet right now, because paradigm shifts cannot emerge from our negative, limited beliefs about the world. They emerge from our imagination, from our convictions, from our creativity, but only when they have been untethered from the status quo and are let loose in the world to wreak havoc on the embeddedness of old ways, old beliefs, and old thoughts. So let's cough it up. What's your New Year's resolution for the end of the old world? What bad habits do you carry about this world that we live in that keep you limited, that keep the world limited? Let's have a meta conversation this first hour and start coloring outside the lines of a doomed world and start envisioning another. Because I would rather stand and lose on principle, because that makes my life worth living, than win with the same fatal compromise we keep making, this lesser of two evils, that keeps us coming back to the problem like we never left. Phone numbers here. 1-888-321-6001. 1-888-321-6001. Let's have that conversation today. What's your New Year's resolution? How are we going to change our thinking so that 2012 really is the end of the old world and the beginning of a new one? 1-888-321-6001. Come clean with me. I'm Adam Klugman on the Norm and Goldman Show. In for Norm. This is the place where justice is served and where fierce independence is the norm. We'll be right back.